Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. We are at Lake of the Ozarks. In fact, we are at hashtag 2024 Lake of the Ozarks Fish Camp. And happen to have two fly tires here. What do you call a gaggle of fly tires? I got no idea.
Bunch of fools. A bunch of guys. So, I mean, you know.
We'll start with you. Van, tell them who you are, and they know it's Thumper Jigs because we can see it's written on your stuff.
That's it. You tell them. Yeah, my name is Van Pearsall. My wife and I, Pam, are proprietors of Thumper Jigs. We make jigs basically for crappie fishing. We're starting to make a few for walleye and smallmouth, but basically it's crappie fishing jigs. So, and they're mostly hand tied. We do make our own jig heads. And we just started venturing into pouring our own plastics this year.
Oh, wow.
So,
Mark, you're next.
Well, my name's Mark Hogan. I'm from the big city of Milwaukee, Illinois. And I'm the owner of Hoagie Baits.
There you are.
And, I also pour heads and got my kind of some of my sons in the mix there that helped me out. And my wife does a lot of the packaging for us, and I also paint crankbaits and for walleye and crappie, and keeps me busy.
There you go. So let's break it down into fly tying. We'll start with you, Van. When it comes to fly tying, what do you actually think is the hardest part about learning how to tie your own flies?
I think one of the things is not every idea you have is brilliant. I mean, certainly in my
that
case.
That sounds like in life.
Certainly,
yeah.
Yeah. Certainly in my case, it ain't. So I would say, you know, because sometimes what you got pictured in your mind ain't what winds up on the jig.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, the main thing to young guys that are trying to, or anybody that's starting, whether it's a woman or a young guy or an old guy like me, is just don't get discouraged, you know. I mean, believe me, guys, it's better than sitting in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing, you know. Yeah. It keeps my hands busy, keeps me busy. I really enjoy it. And so I would say the best thing is, you know, just keep trying. You know, it's like anything, it's an investment. You're going to invest in colors. In my shop, there's 3,000 different bags of colors.
Wow.
Probably 7 colors of chartreuse, 5 or 6 colors of blue, 2 or 3 different shades of whites. So it's just, and you can tie something up and look at it. Well, if I use that softer blue, that cobalt blue, man, that'd really pop. You know, so those are the things you got to look for and just tie it and look at it and pay attention as you go. Because as you start adding color to it, it may not look like what you envisioned in your mind. So the main thing is just stay with it and take your time. Step away from it if you have to. Just don't get irritated and aggravated. And be careful because heating jigs up, me and Hoagie was talking about heating jigs up earlier, and it can get, you know, pouring jigs and heating jigs up can get pretty serious. Because that I heat my jigs up to about 880 degrees before I powder coat them.
Right.
You know, and then they pour, I don't know whatever lead melts at, 700-800 degrees. So you got that, and you got, you know, so you got to be extremely careful with that. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Mark, question for you is materials.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what kind of materials you're going to use? Because you basically, the anatomy of a jig is probably the head, mm-hmm. the body, and the tail, mm-hmm. right? So how do you know what you're going to use?
Well, when I first started, I kind of did a little bit of everything. I threw in feathers and bucktail. And, you know, when I was learning, I was just kind of tying everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after a while, I just kind of started zoning in on, you know, what was working for me. And which, you know, I tie exclusively bucktail. Right. And I know Van ties, you know, with some synthetics. And so it's really just, you know, trying to find, you know, what your groove is. And then, you know, once you find that groove, then you've got to figure out, you know, you've got to catch the fisherman with that jig,
right.
and then the fishermen need to catch fish with that jig. So
right.
the job's not over when you get the jig made. You once that thing catches some fish, then you're on to something.
Yeah, and so I guess that takes us to color patterns. And mm-hmm. so color patterns, Recently, here at Lake of the Ozark at our fish camp, someone comes up to you and says, hey, you know, I want you to make something like that.
Yep.
Custom color. And so tell us about custom colors.
Sure. Mark. Well, you know.
And these, you can tell us about the exclusive no one knows about Stacy.
So, Stacy. Stacy Rogers, no.
Stacy Owens.
Stacy Owens. I know it's Stacy Rogers. Stacy Owens, you know, I gave all the writers and all of the pros and guides a little box of jigs to start the show, and Stacy used a couple of them, and he came up to me after that.
No, not Stacy.
Guys, remember, I keep calling.
That's how this whole thing started.
Gosh,
that's
yes,
how the name of the lure started.
Oh, that's just awful.
So the name inside his boat, he has this. I'll tell this one.
Okay.
Anthony Owens is the guy that came to the camp.
Anthony.
And so he kept calling Anthony Stacy as he was in there in his boat. And Anthony said he wasn't going to reply to him. And so in the end, you started building him a custom jig, right?
Yeah,
and I'll let you go.
It says Stacy on the side of his boat, which is his wife. So, Anthony, sorry, buddy. Anthony come to me and said, hey, listen, can you tie me a couple jigs for tomorrow? I've got a couple heads. I want to give you a couple jigs. And I'm like, yeah, man, what do you want? And these guys, that's the thing. You got to listen to these pro staff guys and the guys that fish a lot, because they know what works. And so, you know, you can sit there and think, I think this looks good or that looks good, but really listening is a big part of it. So I made him a few jigs, and so we were having a little fun with that today, and we named it Stacy O. So we got a sign in there that says new jig color, Stacy O. So
yeah, new, hot, new color.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it. But he had a pink head and a pink body and a white tail, and I put some new flash that I just came across in it, and it was very successful for him. We did some purple and chartreuse and white for him, and he had a good day with that as well.
Yeah. You've done custom colors too. What when it comes to custom colors, do you think it's dictated by the reservoir that they're fishing?
Clarity.
Is that where it like all of a sudden you get a bunch from Mississippi or you get a bunch from a certain area, and it's that all of a sudden they all want the same color, or is it more predominant that Grenada Lake wants green?
Well, Grenada Lake.
For
example, I spent two winters on Okeechobee fishing.
Oh.
Okay. And
I'd like to feel sorry for you. Me too, huh, Mark?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Like, nope. Nope.
The black crappie eat very small baits.
Right.
Okay. When you go to, we caught some 2-pound black crappie, and that's a big fish for down there, but there's a lot of good quality fish in that lake. Anyhow, when you go to Grenada, they want a 3-inch bait. Big, they're white crappie, big white crappie. They want a 3-inch bait. You catch fish, 2-3-pound fish at Grenada, and you take that bait, you go to Lake of the Ozarks, them fish swim a half acre to get away from you. You just scare them with it.
Right.
They just won't eat it. They want small. The reason is they feed, their basic source of food is grass shrimp. It's about that big.
Right.
And they eat and eat.
Wow.
Up in Grenada, this is what the biologist told me. He said they pull this lake down to near nothing all winter long. And then,
they do.
Right. And Grenada and Sardis and Enid, they're all on that same chain. And then along comes late winter, early spring, and they fill up. Well, what happens is all that nutrients in the lake and all the stuff falls dead when they pull all the water out. And then when they fill it back up, it's not only full of those nutrients, but it also is full of fresh, cold, oxygenated fresh water.
Right.
And it's like steroids for them fish. And he told me that is the reason that they get so big down there, is they're just like they're breathing in steroids.
Yeah, they grow them big down there.
Right, and it's all because of that quality of that water.
Yeah.
You know, but basically a guy calls and says, well, what should I get? It's generally, I'm like, well, you fish the lower end of the lake or the upper end of the lake? Is it clear or is it cloudy or is it muddy?
Right.
You know, where, whatever the situation is, I try to make. And when I tie a custom jig for a guy, I'll tell him, what do you want? What patterns you want? Then I tell him, look here, I got your number. I'll tie that jig up. I'll take a picture of it and I'll text it back to you.
Right.
And you tell me if you want more blue in it or you want more black or you want more chartreuse or if that's good. And if that's good, then we'll go with that. So that's generally how, I mean, when I get a custom order. But I always use, in a clean water, I use what we refer to as a soft color.
Right.
A white, a light blue, a light orange, a pink, those kind of real soft colors. When you and you know, I know black and chartreuse and what they call bluegrass, blue and chartreuse, they're probably the best working jig that you sell more of than anywhere. And they seem to work no matter what. You know, but in dirty water, that's what you need, something like a what we call a root beer colored one called a Kentucky bourbon. Did some bourbon and orange. You know, those are the kind of colors you want in dirtier water. You know, and in cleaner water, you want them fish. Them fish can see much better in clean water, so they can run up on your jig and look. And you can you'll see it on LiveScope. You'll see them watch that.
It's been happening all week.
Right, you'll see them watch that jig. And then, you know, when it's clean water and you're just dropping that jig down, soaking it, lets it, that fish can swim up on it this side or this side. Like, you know, I don't know if I want that or not. And then if you don't want it, he just swims off and you're out.
Yeah.
You know, before LiveScope, you never saw that. But that's what's happening a lot. So.
All right. Well, let's talk about jig heads. So, okay. Mark, you tell us where you get your jig heads and we'll let you tell us where you get your jig heads from.
So, I have a mold that...
is it a spin cast?
It's no, it's it's a fat guy's mold, and
explain.
So fat
is
guys,
that the name
fat,
of the
fat,
company?
Fat guys is a company that sells different molds for different products. Plastics.
And where's he
sleds.
Located at? Kentucky?
No.
They're either Maryland or Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is what I was thinking.
Okay,
I could be wrong, but anyway,
I think it's Pennsylvania.
I do, I have quarter ounce, I have 5/8 ounce, quarter ounce, 1/8 ounce, 1/16 ounce, 1/32 ounce. And I have a fella, and I have access to, 1/64 ounce and some smaller ones, but, me and my sons, sometimes we just have what I call a jig party and they come over and we pour jig heads and then I'll powder coat them and then send them to my son. And he puts eyes and clear coats on them after they get baked. And so it's a pretty good mix for us.
Yeah. How about you? Where do you get your heads from?
Some of mine, the vast majority of them has been from Cast Industries in Springfield, Illinois.
Right.
I own 3 spin molds.
Right.
For them. And actually, I just send them 1,000 hooks, and they send me back 1,000 jigs with a bill.
Right.
So that's how that works. But, yeah, and then some of the shad heads I'm doing myself, and because we're doing these, we've started these, they're a dwarf jig or a micro jig, if you will. Mm-hmm. We started doing them, and since we started 2 or 3 years ago, we're on 9,000 of them.
Wow.
So, I mean, the amount of success has been unreal for that. And then I just got with Hoagie, and he's going to take 1,000 hooks home with him, and they're going to pour 1,000 quarter ounce jigs for me. We're going to get a little bit into the smallmouth and the walleye fishing. You know, we're going up north where the big walleye and smallies live.
Right.
We're going to do a show in Minneapolis, Minnesota this year.
Oh wow!
So we'll be up there, and I'm going to need some walleye and smallmouth jigs.
Right.
So.
Okay, so let's give them a little education on jig heads. Tell us, just describe what an aspirin head is.
Aspirin head or pill head, it's kind of a flat jig. And if you take an aspirin and lay it on its side,
right,
that's what the lead head of that jig looks like.
All right.
Okay, and, I mean, you'll see the jig hook. And if you laid one to the side and then lay an aspirin right next to it, you see it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. How about a football head jig?
I don't do that.
I don't either.
Really? You guys don't do a little football head?
No.
We both do shad
heads. What's your
heads.
Next? Oh, shad heads?
Yeah.
Well, explain what a shad head looks like.
Well, it looks like the head of a shad. I mean, it has eyes and gills. And
like the body, that's correct.
And that in it. And, you know, it's another good one. I do some other things, some slap spoons
Oh, really?
For white bass.
Uh-huh, yep.
And
You can never have too many slab spoons in your boat because you're going to lose them. So you just might as well get a bunch.
Yep. So, yeah, it's there's a wide variety of stuff out there, and, you know, you just focus in on what works for you.
All right. Sounds good.
It's like Mark said, you know, you got to make a jig that's appealing to the eye. In other words, when that guy comes up, sees your jigs, he's going to want to buy it. That's the first step. The second step is he's got to throw it.
Right.
You know, he's got to fish it. And then the third step is all of us. I don't care who, if you've been in the boat more than 40 minutes, you got a confidence bait.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're catching fish on my jigs and your plastic tube is a black and chartreuse confidence bait, in your head, you believe you're going to catch more or better fish on that tube than you will my jig or his jig. So we ought to overcome that.
Right.
And then the third and final thing is, if he catches fish with it, he'll be back. And,
mm-hmm.
and the greatest, to me, the greatest success is repeat business.
There you go. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. They do have jig heads, but not the kind they're tying. But it's the kind that you still use for crappie, walleye, all those game fish. So you can check them out at picolures.com. Van, if they want to... get some of your products. Buy some of your jig heads. Where do they go?
It's vansthumperjigs.com. It's on the website. We're going to there'll be a huge update on the website probably in January. We're going to add our plastics in.
Okay.
And so.
All right. And Mark?
Hoagie Baits.
Spell that for
him. H-O-G-G-I-E. It's a nickname I've had since high school. And yeah, you can either reach me at 217-619-6879. Or hoagiebaits.com. I've also got a Facebook page, and you can always reach out to me on that as well.
All right, there you go. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lure's in the water.